Teacher Appointment Guidelines in Dubai, and the 90-Day Rule, a regulatory framework for teacher mobility and its interaction with UAE labor law. The recently issued Teacher Appointment Guidelines by the Knowledge and Human Development Authority, KHDA, represent a significant regulatory development in the governance of private education in Dubai. The framework introduces a structured system for teacher recruitment, mobility, and professional eligibility while maintaining alignment with the broader legal framework of UAE labor law. Rather than operating independently, these guidelines function as part of an integrated regulatory environment designed to enhance educational quality, ensure workforce stability, and regulate the movement of teachers between private schools. 1. Regulatory purpose and policy direction. The KHDA guidelines aim to elevate teaching standards in private schools and ensure continuity in the learning process. They establish clear requirements for hiring, vetting, and appointing teachers, as well as regulating their movement between schools. A central policy objective is addressing the high turnover of teachers during the academic year, which has historically disrupted student learning and affected school stability. The framework therefore seeks to balance employment flexibility with educational continuity. 2. Appointment notification as a regulatory gatekeeper. A key feature of the system is the appointment notification, which is a formal approval issued by KHDA allowing a teacher to work in a specific private school in Dubai. Legally and practically, this notification is tied to one specific school only, is non-transferable, must be obtained before commencing employment, becomes invalid once the teacher leaves the school. This mechanism effectively transforms the appointment process into a regulated licensing system, ensuring that teacher mobility is monitored and controlled within the sector. 3. The 90-day rule, a regulatory consequence mechanism. The 90-day rule is one of the most significant provisions introduced under the KHDA framework. It is not a disciplinary sanction, but rather a regulatory consequence applied in specific circumstances. It is triggered when a teacher resigns without completing the contractual notice period or leaves employment during the academic term rather than at its conclusion. In such cases, KHDA will not issue a new appointment notification for a period of 90 days, starting from the date of resignation or departure. The purpose of this rule is to protect continuity of education for students, prevent midterm disruptions in schools, encourage compliance with contractual and academic timelines. Importantly, the rule does not prohibit teachers from changing jobs. It only regulates the timing of such transitions. Teachers who complete their notice period and finish the academic term are not subject to the 90-day restriction. 4. Relationship between KHDA guidelines and UAE labor law. Understanding the interaction between KHDA regulations and UAE labor law is essential for properly interpreting the legal framework governing teachers in Dubai. UAE labor law regulates the employment relationship itself. It governs employment contracts, notice periods, salary entitlements, termination of employment, end of service benefits, general employee protections. In contrast, KHDA guidelines do not regulate the contractual relationship between employer and employee. Instead, they regulate eligibility to work within the private education sector in Dubai. This means that a teacher may hold a valid employment contract under UAE labor law, but still be unable to obtain a new KHDA appointment notification if regulatory conditions are not met. Accordingly, compliance with labor law alone is not sufficient to guarantee seamless mobility between schools. The system therefore operates on a dual-layer structure. Labor law governs contractual employment rights. KHDA regulations govern professional licensing and mobility within the education sector. The two systems are complementary rather than conflicting. Labor law ensures fairness in employment relations, while KHDA ensures stability and quality within the education system. End of service survey and workforce monitoring. The end of service survey is another key regulatory requirement that must be completed by teachers leaving a school. Its objectives include identifying reasons for teacher turnover, improving working conditions in schools, supporting data-driven policy development by KHDA. Completion of this survey is mandatory for the issuance of a new appointment notification, making it a critical component of teacher mobility within Dubai. 6. Practical impact on the education sector. The introduction of this regulatory framework has significantly structured teacher mobility in Dubai's private education sector. It has resulted in more controlled and predictable teacher transitions, reduced mid-year disruptions, improved workforce stability in schools, greater continuity in student learning. This represents a shift from a flexible but loosely regulated system to a more structured and policy-driven framework. Conclusion. In light of the above, it becomes clear that the KHDA teacher appointment guidelines in Dubai, together with mechanisms such as the appointment notification, the 90-day rule, and the end-of-service survey, cannot be viewed as mere administrative instructions within the education sector. Rather, they constitute a comprehensive regulatory framework that reshapes the governance of the teaching profession in private schools. This framework reflects a clear evolution in the regulatory philosophy governing the education labor market in Dubai. It moves away from a highly flexible model of teacher mobility toward a more structured and controlled system that prioritizes educational stability, continuity of learning, and the protection of students from midterm disruption caused by sudden workforce changes. When examined alongside UAE labor law, the framework reveals the existence of two parallel but complementary legal systems operating simultaneously. The first is the contractual system governed by labor law, which regulates the employment relationship between the teacher and the school, including rights, obligations, notice periods, and termination procedures. The second is a sector-specific regulatory system governed by KHDA, which determines the professional eligibility of teachers to work within Dubai's private education sector and regulates their mobility between schools. Accordingly, a teacher's ability to move between schools is no longer governed solely by contractual freedom under labor law, but is also subject to compliance with regulatory requirements issued by the competent educational authority. This creates a dual-layer compliance structure in which both legal regimes must be satisfied simultaneously. From a practical perspective, this dual system achieves a careful balance between competing interests. On one hand, it preserves the contractual rights of teachers under UAE labor law, ensuring that employment relationships remain legally protected and enforceable. On the other hand, it empowers the regulatory authority to safeguard the stability and quality of the education system through structured mechanisms such as the appointment notification and time-bound restrictions on mobility. The 90-day rule, in particular, illustrates this balance clearly. It is not intended as a punitive measure restricting professional freedom, but rather as a regulatory tool designed to manage the timing of teacher transitions in a way that protects the continuity of the academic process and prevents disruption during the school term. Ultimately, this framework establishes a modern regulatory model for managing educational employment, based on the principle of regulating mobility rather than prohibiting it. It reflects a sophisticated balance between individual employment rights and broader institutional stability. In conclusion, understanding the relationship between KHDA regulations and UAE labor law requires a holistic reading of both systems as part of an integrated governance structure. Together, they aim to balance teacher rights with the long-term stability and quality of education in Dubai's private school sector, reflecting the Emirates' progressive approach to regulating and enhancing its education system.